The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, Michigan. You're listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're going to get right into it. We have a very special guest with us today. Over the phone, we've got Coach Noel Dean from the Lowell Red Arrows. Had a giant game last night, a big victory over Muskegon Reese Puffer. But the biggest victory there was is both teams were pulling to find a cure and fight against cancer, and they raised a bunch of money. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Hey, great, Noel. This is Bob. Thanks for taking the time with us. I understand you just got done running that Pink Arrow 10K.
I just did, yeah. Actually, I broke a one-hour barrier, so I'm excited. It's a personal best here on my new quest.
Excellent.
To get the proper health, I guess.
Great. Yeah, you've certainly made a huge improvement in your lifestyle and your health. I've noticed that you're looking like you're about 18 years old again, and I'm going to be right on your tracks because I'm sick of looking the way I look.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, we appreciate you taking the time for us, and I know it's a big thrill to be on the Grillin' Guys, and you spent yesterday with the Today Show, so this is even a bigger thrill. I get that.
Yeah, it sure is. No, I said, you know, every time I'm in the car and on Saturday morning, I listen to you guys, and I get so hungry. I do, and I've tried a couple of your tips, man. I did the banana deal there about a while ago. You were talking about bananas on the grill. I did that for dessert with my kids and some of the other little things you guys have talked about.
How'd you like that, Coach?
They loved it. It was great.
Healthy, too.
I can't remember which one of you two was talking about it, but they loved it. And it's cheap, and it's it's somewhat healthy, as long as you don't pour too much caramel on them.
Yeah. So tell us about that Pink Arrow project. Now, I was there yesterday at about 7:45 in the morning, and I think I left about 10 o'clock when I talked to you last. But you got this idea like 4 years ago?
Yeah, well, about 4 years ago this past February. So, and it's just it's taken off. I mean, it really is a social event anymore. I mean, for our community, they just come out in droves, and they've supported it every step of the way. And we're hoping to clear $1 million raised in 4 years for cancer support and awareness. And we're hoping to get to that mark here sometime this fall.
Yeah.
Coach, that's fantastic, man. Hats off to you, my friend, because you know what? You're a community leader, and what's even cooler about this is this thing's was birthed in Lowell, but now we see it going on in other parts of the country as well. And that, you know, I don't know, you can't take direct credit for the other communities, but somebody had to start it, and now, you know what? This is going on all over. It's fantastic. What a great idea.
Oh, and we've had a lot of folks that weighed in on it and helped us with us. And I mean, Lowell's is kind of town that if you do the right thing and you're doing it, people get behind you and support you. You know, and our football program, I was just happy enough to get it to a point where we were successful enough that we could leverage it for other things like this that are actually, you know, the kids are going to remember these events more than they are going to remember, you know. I don't know the sum total. You know, I don't know. It's just it's a great way to go about your business when you're working with kids.
I agree. It's really bigger than the victory itself. And of course, you guys have had a lot of victories in the last few years. Or actually, Lowell has had a history of 40 or 50 years for a strong football program, and I'm sure that's what attracted you to the town.
Yeah. No. Well, certainly the whole idea of the facilities and the schools and the commitment to children, you know, when you're looking for a place to raise your kids, you know, you're looking for a place that's committed to raising all the kids. And, you know, cause my children have been raised by lots of other men, you know, and women in our town, and you feel very good about that. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're tired and you're ready for a drink. So, we will let you go. We've got, we got a lot of games coming up that we'll be visiting with you on, and looking forward to seeing a lot of those Red Arrow victories.
Yeah, no, hopefully. Yeah, we're going to try to come and talk, and then you guys are doing our golf outing this next year and be a part of that.
No talking, Coach. We're in, baby. You just did it. We're happy to help. Bob and I are both Lowell community members and raise our families there, and we'd be proud to be part of that. Absolutely.
It'd be great. We'd love to have you, and we'll get with you here in the off season and organize that. So, all right, thanks for chatting, checking in with me, and I'm still standing upright, so I'm okay. And thanks again for everything you guys do. And I do love your show. I love listening to it every chance I get. So thanks. Well, and take care, guys.
Thanks a lot, Noel. That was Noel Dean from the Lowell Red Arrows. And I was talking with him at the stadium yesterday, and he said, you know, I would do anything to go out and barbecue for Coach Vermeil like you did. So next year when you go out, I'll buy the gas if I can go.
Yeah, how cool. That's what it's all about. I mean, we have an opportunity to meet some great people and do some cool things doing what we do here at the Grilling Guys. And we're blessed. The whole thing is really cool. But I want to talk a little bit about a tailgating team, because the coach runs a team. He runs a pretty tight ship, lots of practice. And I think those are all things that we need to transcend into our tailgating. But my tailgate team has a few team members that I think you guys should consider. The first and foremost is a point of beverage guy, okay? This is the title that goes to the most reliable person in the group, because it can make or break the tailgate. Whether it's adult beverages or whether it's soft drinks or whatever, make sure that you've got a beverage guy that's responsible for that. Then the second person is my grill master. Bob taught me this early on when we were on the show. Okay, and we were out doing grilling. Somebody's got to be in charge. If there's not one person, usually a guy, okay, I'm chauvinist, this is the Grilling Guys, but one person needs to be in charge of the grill. Now, they can have helpers all they want, but you need a grill master. The other thing is teach your tailgaters how to party and what they expect. Okay, because it may not be the first 4 minutes that we're throwing down that you've got something to eat. Be patient. So that's the next step. Step is plan a menu. Have somebody that's in charge of planning the menu, because when you get there, what do you want to do? You want to sit up and you're hungry, you want to drink real quick, and you want a munchie. So get something that doesn't need to be cooked that you can pull out and make somebody in charge of that. Another real important one, the tent man. Okay, a lot of times when we're out doing tailgating, the tent man is the person that puts up the structure and everything else goes under it. That person's got to get out of the vehicle. One of the first things they do is responsible. Now, you can wear more than one hat on this team, okay? You can go both ways, so to speak, offense and defense. But everybody's got to have an assignment, because if it doesn't, it's a mess. And that, I know, again, the coach practices these guys. Everybody's got a position. They know their playbook. I'm saying this goes with tailgating as well. It's hand in hand.
Especially if you get there late.
That's right. Yeah,
it's got to be like Mission Impossible.
And this is the one that Bob fits in well is, you know what, it's always kind of fun to assign an entertainer too. That guy is bringing the music. That guy's bringing the beanbag toss game or the ladder ball game or something, because you know what, you got a couple hours and there's going to be a few people cooking and eating, and then you want something to do. So you got to have an entertainer as well. But that's my tailgating team. You got to put a team together, practice a little bit, then it comes off without a hitch and everybody will have a good time.
Okay.
So coming up in the next segment, I think we've got Cowboy Rob Russell coming in, and he's going to be talking to us about the American Royal. Bob's going to be headed down to the Royal in Kansas City. Bob, what is the Royal?
The American Royal. It started about 25 years ago. It's in Kansas City every year, the first weekend in October, and it's basically the Super Bowl of barbecue competition. It's just, you know, there'll be 750,000 people there. The town will be just a layer of smoke, because there'll be smokers going. It's a huge area of downtown, and it's like a square mile of nothing but party animals, smoking meat, and going just camp to camp. Kind of like, you know, the little versions you and I have been to. It'll be a gigantic version of that. There'll be entertainment. Shania Twain's there. There's going to be celebrities all over the place, and it's going to be my first experience at the Royal, so Rob and I will be hanging out for a few days, and then we're going to go whack them and stack them for some whitetail.
Yeah, okay. Well, I won't hold my breath till I eat that venison. But anyway,
you aren't going to get any.
Well, that's my point. Neither are you. If history repeats itself, but nice try though.
Now, actually, there's a big 10-point hanging in my family room right now from last.
It wasn't
year,
from so. Kansas, though, was it? That one that you missed in Kansas is still running around. Lee's laughing
at
you.
You have to take a shot to miss, Randy.
I understand. Well, I'm still batting 1,000%, baby.
Yeah.
Shoot. But anyway, so you're going to go down to the Royal. You're going to check it out. You're going to see some new equipment. You're going to bring some recipes. Actually, I'm flying solo. Or actually, I think I'm going to be on with Brett Bakita. That's October 1st, our show there. And you'll be calling in from the Royal, giving us all kinds of updates and tips.
I will. And you know what? I'm going to, you just guaranteed that I'm going to bring back no less than a 150 10-point.
Okay,
I'm
going to
bet you on air, and it's going to be, let's see, I think dinner at Louis.
You got it. The new Ruth's Chris, right? We'll see who has to buy. But again, coming up, we got Rob Russell going to talk with us about the American Royal, and my favorite guy from Siciliano's Market, Doug Dorda, the beer monger. He knows everything there is to know about beer. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.